Listener Production.
Hi there, with a local news briefing, it's Courtney Thomas. The latest September quarter data from the Real Estate Institute of Queensland show vacancy rates have not shown any substantial signs of easing. Gundawindi, the Southern Downs and South Burnett all recorded rates of 0.1%. Meantime, the Queensland Council of Social Services believes targeted support is needed for low-income households as energy prices continue to climb. CEO Amy McVie says it's important any price relief makes its way to the hands who need it most.
This cost increase will have significant impacts for people on low incomes and force them to continue to make impossible decisions between turning on their fridge, putting a roof over their head and paying their bill.
A new two-step verification system is now in place to make Queensland driver's licences even more secure. You'll now be required to provide your licence number and a card number to confirm your identity. It's similar to a bank card where the card number and CVV are required to complete an online purchase. And finally, dairy industry advocates say they are concerned by the federal government's recent commitment to cut a methane emission by 30%, while Ag Minister Murray Watt has promised there'll be no new emission taxes or herd reduction mandates. The CEO of East Oz Milk, Sean Morgan, says he'd like to see that commitment in writing.
We need to ensure that we maintain the industry at a higher level than it is now, because for Queensland, we already import from other states fresh milk, because we don't produce enough within the state to be able to make sure that we're able to feed the customers of supermarkets already.
Just briefly updating local sport news now, and the sprint cars are set to return to the high banks of Toowoomba High-Tech Oil Speedway this Saturday night, fighting for valuable series points in the Ultimate Sprint Car Championship. And the new season of Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project podcast is now available exclusively on Listener.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.